It's religion today, it's ideology today, and our secularist friends also have a faith.
Some kind of Disneyland fantasy.
I know how this is going to get heard in the secular world.
Where the pseudo-Christian masks are off.
That's nonsense, ladies and gentlemen.
Apologetics isn't just about giving answers to other people's questions. It's also about learning to question other people's answers or even question the question itself.
In a Christian worldview.
Welcome to Quantum of Solace. Now, we took a break over the summer for various reasons, but the main one being my ill health. I've been in hospital and I'm glad to say that I've had an operation and I'm now minus a gallbladder and hopefully making a recovery. Just to explain what Quantum is all about. What we're trying to do is each week bring you some small items of news, or rather large items of news, but in small snippets, just to help you think through the issues. Some of you from a Christian perspective, and others will be listening to it and going, yeah, well, I'm not sure about that. And there'll be Christians who listen to this who disagree. That's the point. The point is to encourage discussion and thought. So let's just go straight into it this week. And we begin with the AFD.
Dear friends, this is a big day in the history of our party. We've made it. We've entered the Bundestag, and we will change this country.
What we achieved, what happened today at 6 o'clock, is a revolution.
Who are the AFD? Alternative for Deutschland, a party that was set up about 4 years ago to be anti-Euro, and which is now perceived as being far-right, anti-immigrant, anti-Islamic. They have astonished, I think, the German electorate and political class, and certainly throughout Europe as well, by coming third in the recent German elections with 12.6% of the vote, which means they will end up with about 94 seats out of, I think it's just over 700 in the German Bundestag. Now, this has sent shockwaves through the political establishments and has actually affected the euro as well. It has considerably weakened Mrs. Merkel's position. Now, I guess there are many things that we could say about this. One is simply, I have to say that as a historian of Germany, especially Weimar Germany, I find it profoundly disturbing to witness and see the development of a far-right group and the reaction of the far-left, because in Weimar Germany, these both fed each other. And my fear is that this is exactly what could happen again. See, the trouble is that our liberal elites think if they suppress different opinions, then somehow these opinions will remain suppressed. Whereas in reality, it pushes people to the extremes. And so the AFD gained votes because it was perceived that Merkel's party, the Christian Democrats, the Social Democrats and the Greens were effectively one and the same. And people wanted an alternative. This is not just right-wing populism, nor just left-wing populism. It is something that is profoundly dangerous. We live in very unstable times. And we as Christians need to be people who prayerfully remember that. I don't think our democracies will long survive the demise of Christianity. Now, speaking of the demise of Christianity, let's just go to Australia. We have a lot of Australian listeners and readers, and we appreciate that and very much appreciate what we hear of in Australia and some of the work that organisations like the Centre for Public Christianity with John Dixon, like the Sydney Anglicans, like the Katoomba Christian Fellowship and so on. I mean, we really appreciate a lot. But they are faced just now with a referendum on same-sex marriage. Now, initially, we were told we shouldn't have this because it would result in an increase in homophobic hate crimes. In other words, the opportunity of the referendum would mean that those who wish to attack homosexuals would use it for that purpose. Now, doubtless, there will be instances in a nation of 22 million where that does happen. But what struck me watching it is how there have been many hate crimes and intimidation and bullying, but it's largely come from the other side. So I was greatly struck by seeing a photograph of a group of Yes that is Yes to Same-Sex Marriage, radicals attacking a Coalition for Marriage event, and with a banner saying, burn churches, not queers. Burn churches. I mean, think about it just for a minute. First of all, who is arguing to burn homosexuals? Not at all. Not even remotely. Not arguing for imprisonment, not arguing even to ban homosexuals. We're talking here about same-sex marriage. We're talking about defending marriage. If I stood with a banner outside a university here in Scotland saying burn mosques, I would be arrested. And personally, I think rightly so. So how does that happen? And there have been many other stories of intimidation. In fact, this is causing a backlash against the Yes campaign. So to me, it again illustrates the irrationality and the hatred. And we're moving more in our society where those who consider themselves to be radical and liberal are now also considering physical violence as a means. That if you're against what they call tolerance, they are going to be so tolerant that they will physically attack and abuse as well as verbally. It really is an alarming development. Now, speaking of alarming developments, this may seem a strange one, but sand. Now, I guess if you're in Australia, you say, yeah, right, run out of sand. Or you look at a picture of the world, the globe, and you see the Sahara Desert, and you say, how is it possible for human beings to run out of sand? Well, I didn't know this, and bear with me as I share this information with you, that apart from water, sand and gravel represent the highest volume of raw material used on Earth. 26 billion tons in the year 2012 of aggregates, sand and gravel, were used for concrete. That's enough to build a wall 27 metres high by 27 metres wide around the whole equator. It's an astonishing amount. But you'd say there's surely plenty sand. That's the one thing we're not going to run out of. But why do you think the United Arab Emirates in the middle of the desert has imported $456 million worth of sand and gravel and stone in 2014? It's because in the desert, it's largely the wrong kind of sand. The right kind of sand is increasingly found in marine areas, and so marine dredging takes place. And this has enormous consequences in terms of the environment. Half of all the sand used in Morocco comes from illegal mining. In Tamil India, get this, 50,000 lorry loads a day are mined and smuggled to nearby states. I mean, a sand smuggler. Imagine that as a job description. Now, of course, there are alternatives to sand, but they're more expensive. And the construction industry wants things to be cheap. In 2014, India was using a ton of concrete per Indian per year. I think one thing that's absolutely clear from a Christian perspective, we are to look after the earth and we are to be environmentalists. And that level of development is not sustainable. And that's where we need to think much more carefully about our stewardship of God's creation. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed and the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you. Let's move on with a very interesting story that came from the Times. I heard it on BBC Radio 4 as well. An astonishing story from a university in Bath. I don't think it was the University of Bath. It's one of these new universities where a researcher wanted to do a project research into those who've had gender reassignment, but they want to assign themselves back. For example, women who've had double mastectomies in order to become men and then decide they want to be women again. Now, after pressure, he was told to submit his proposal again for ethical perusal because there were concerns that the research could be used for the wrong purposes. And eventually he was told he wasn't allowed to do it because it might cause the university to be criticised on social media. And quote, now this is a real quote, engaging in a potentially politically incorrect piece of research may harm the university. It's what I've often suspected, that when people say, well, research shows, what they mean is the research that we allow, of which the results are predetermined. That's what that research shows. But if they think research is going to show something they don't want, it's not going to be permitted. Because truth is not what's wanted here. What's wanted here is just support for their particular viewpoint. It's a danger that Christians can fall into as well, but we need to be careful. And finally, and very briefly, just my favorite tweet of the year, possibly even of all time. In arguing with someone about something, it doesn't matter what it was, I was sent this tweet after presenting some information. You don't realize that reality is a social construct. Now you stop and think about it. Gender is a social construct, we're told. There's no such thing as gender. Reality is a social construct. The statement itself is self-defeating, but again, it shows the madness that our culture is going to. Well, that's why we're here on Quantum of Solace, and hopefully I'll be around next week and we will be able to look at some more events. And if you've got any questions, or if you've got any thoughts or any ideas or anything you want to report, please do send the information. It's been great to get so much, even while I've been away. God bless you all. The Lord will not forsake you. His kingdom can't be shaken. Hold strong to end this now.